It's all hit, all hot, 97.1 KEGL, the Stevens Approach Show. Actually, I gave Mr. Stevens a day off so he could be with his loved ones. Wow. Pretty nice of me, huh?
You're
a heck of a guy, Jimmy.
One heck of a peach, I must say.
Martha Martinez, you're the sweetest person I've ever worked with.
Really?
Really.
Boy, you've worked with some dogs, haven't you?
Oh, come on.
Real curs.
She's so nice like that.
Excuse me.
Yes, and our producer's a very nice person, too. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'd call him sweet, wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say that on the air.
Okay.
He's a nice gentleman. Okay.
That's what I meant.
Thank you, Jimmy. Well, you're welcome.
Meanwhile, back to the radio program there. Do we have the list of people for the New Year's Eve party?
Dave Syme.
Put Shannon Wagner on there. I want Shannon Wagner.
Shannon Wagner. That face rings a bell. I'm sorry. That was the name. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We have 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. I don't have the forecast. Would you go ahead and tell them?
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Wait a minute. KEGL, surface to air weather.
Yes. Here we are. And we know for a fact.
Don't do that, Martha.
The sun is going to be shining.
You make your voice lower than mine and kind of embarrasses me.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The sun is going to be shining this beautiful, beautiful day after Christmas. We're going to have blue skies and a high right around 50 degrees. Right now it's 23 degrees with a wind chill factor of about 6. Brr.
Ooh, chilly stuff. Hey, do we do traffic right now?
It's a good idea.
Mr. Stevens is usually here to call the shots. He's the leader of the A-team of rock and roll here. Let's see what she got for Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, I can hardly wait. This has got to be great. Here she is, Andrea Lively from her own Chet Helicopter Black Thunder. What'd you get for Christmas?
Oh.
Come on, all of it.
I didn't get, it's a real quiet Christmas. I got, a couple $100 worth of, gift certificates to department store.
Uh-huh.
And
a couple hundred?
Don't forget I have a birthday coming up January 25th.
You do. I know a lot of people with that birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think you were all born together. I'm not quite sure.
I wasn't born with Ralph. Now, he was born many years before me, okay?
That's true. Hey. Yeah.
He does have a birthday, same day, January 25th.
Uh-oh.
Andrea?
Yeah.
What did you get Hubcap for Christmas?
I got him, he likes to swim a lot, so I got him one of those little rubber duck inner tubes.
Nice.
I know he loves that.
Well, what's the most wonderful thing you opened up on, Christmas morning?
I think it had to be the card my parents gave me with the gift certificates and clothes.
There's several $100 worth of clothes. Okay.
Randy
Brown? I got a gallon of Picante sauce.
All right.
Yeah.
And get a gift certificate for some chips?
No, the kids got the chips. And that way, all through Christmas Day, we had to, be on good terms.
Family harmony.
Did Eric get the robot?
No. He didn't. Hey, I'm going to tell you about that robot. It's not really
for several $100.
He got a gift certificate to Adelstein's.
I hope it's over $500. He won't be able to.
That's why Randy Brown and our general manager gave us for Christmas a gift certificate to Adelstein's.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just sort of slip it in there. Here, I got this for you. You need some jewelry, kid. Look much better on you than a robot. Can't wear a robot around your neck.
Well, I told you I'd help you out for 24 hours.
Oh, yes, we'll talk about that.
Okay. Hey.
Meet me in the office.
For several $100 worth of gift certificates.
Let's wrap.
What were you saying about the robot? You found out something about it?
It had one articulated arm, and it didn't really pour the drinks. It had a little table that rotated on a timer deal, so it really wasn't thinking. The robot was just a mechanical. It was a glorified timer, okay?
Oh, well, that's too bad.
I talked to him. I said, hey, you need a VCR, okay? Something I can use.
Traffic isn't too bad this morning, but it's worse than it was Christmas Eve, but that's not saying too much. We do have an accident. You want to hear about this one?
Yo!
Eastbound 635 LDJ, east of the Dallas North Tollway. The left shoulder, left lane being affected. People are coming up right behind that thing and then being stuck there. We do have about a quarter mile to a half mile backup right now. That's about the only congested area you'll find around the Metroplex, although you might find some slowdowns later on this morning. For the Eagle, I'm Andrea Lively over downtown Dallas in Black Thunder.
Stand by. Buffalo Bob Luckenbach next.
Toyota Town's Years End Closeout will put a good deal on your 1985 finish line. That's 324-0411.
She ought to be here any second. Everybody's got the day off.
Buckaroos! head them up, rot them up, move them in there and out of the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, on there, one of the greatest Texas storytellers of all time,
Teddy,
Buffalo Bob Luckenbach.
Yeah.
Easy now. Yeah. Let me give you a hand here. Let me get down off of that sucker.
Oh. Made it.
Well, dagnabbit, I'll tell you one darn thing.
What's that?
Well, this isn't the most exciting radio show I've ever heard.
Huh?
We noticed.
How can you say
we're
that?
We're doing our best. No. Mr. Stevens has the day off.
We're one short.
Well, I haven't been this excited since I put on a pair of shorts right out of the dryer. But you know, I heard you guys talking about Randy Brown just a few minutes ago, and every time I hear that name of your program director, shut up, Tripod, shut up.
He remembers.
Get off the coyote, okay?
Well, all right. Every time I hear Randy's name, what it does,
it reminds me of the lie.
Yes, the
here comes
lie.
The whopper.
Here we go.
You know, I used to, would you shut up? I'm going to take your temperature, you know. Anyway, what it does, you see, I used to be in charge here at the Eagle of welcoming all the newcomers. And when Randy come, you know, I was in charge. You see, and Randy, you know, glad to have you aboard and everything. And I says, Randy, first thing you got to do is learn how to dress and do something about your hair. And he did. You know, he was very responsive in those days.
It's a long time ago.
Obviously.
Yeah, sure was.
Obviously.
I said, this is shut up or I'm going to take your temperature with a microphone boom. Anyway, says, welcome to the A-team of rock and roll. We here at the Eagle, I mean, we're hot. We work together and we play together. I says, take Monday nights. Monday night, we all get rip-roaring drunk. Randy says, well, that leaves me out. I don't drink.
Huh?
I looked at him. I said, I can understand that, Randy. I says, come on, baby. Tuesday night, you're going to love it. We all get wrecked on some primo smoke, you know. We're talking Plano Red. Sometimes some Forney Green. You never know. Randy says, sorry. I don't do that either. I said, shut up. I says, don't you worry, Randy, because Wednesday, we really have a major party. I mean, ultimate jam. We bring in the girls from the sales staff, and that's when all the fun starts. Randy says, I hate to disappoint you, but I don't run around with cheap women. Says, great PR ability, Randy. I see you're going to do real well.
Real people person.
I says, so you don't run around with cheap women, huh? I said, you're not one of them homosexuals, are you?
Ooh, what'd he say?
I said, of course not. I says, Randy, for damn sure you're not going to like Thursday night. Not a big crowd in here, I guess.
I guess you'll head them up and move them out.
Yeah, dang right. Head them up.
Stevens and Pruitt. K-E-T-L.
And now, at 7:02, Stevens and Pruitt smoke the hits. Yes, it's America's premier morning radio show starring S&P with the holiday's hottest hits live from all-hit 97.1 KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Hit all hot 97.1 KEGL, the Stevens and Pruitt Show, with Mr. Stevens taking the day off for the holidays, you know, a chance to be with his loved ones. At 7, almost sounds like, you know, going to a funeral parlor or something, to be with the family, okay?
That or kind of a Pat Boone trip, you know.
7:06 in the morning, you're just minutes away from the money song, an opportunity for you to familiarize yourself with the tune that will be repeated later in the day. And if you're the right caller, you'll win big cash.
How much is it worth today? Can we give them that now?
$1,000, I can say that out
front. A cool G.
$1,000. Isn't today one of the biggest shopping days of the year, Martha?
I would imagine it would be, what with all the after Christmas sales.
Yeah, boy, there's some good ones, too.
Are you going shopping?
Yeah, I have to.
What are you going to get?
I mean, Eric, you know, I'm the youngest, he opened his envelope and got a check, you know. check for Christmas.
And an Adelstein's gift certificate. And,
well, yeah, I got my Adelstein's gift certificate. I could have got a ring or something, you know? It could have been flashy. The people expect me to look flashy.
Boy, they know what they're doing over there. I walked in with my gift certificate and wound up spending three times as much as the gift certificate.
Ah, right. When it glitters at you, you know how it is. Martha Martinez will have good headlines at 7:30. Right now, she's working on?
Well, some forgettable names on some great faces, I guess. We've got the new list of most watchable men. Right now, let's get a look at traffic from Black Thunder and Andrea Lively. Tongue-tied.
Here I am. Hey, we got a massive traffic jam here.
Whereabouts?
Eastbound 635 LBJ. You might have to wait for 5 minutes. Eastbound, east of the Dallas North Tollway, before Montford, we have that accident still blocking the left-hand lane. These people, I mean, they haven't seen a jam in a couple of days. So.
Well, that's a lot more exciting than what's going on here.
It
I mean, you know what we had during the holidays?
What?
Exterminators were up here, and this morning, to give you an idea of how exciting it was, I found five dead roaches, and one of them was still smoking.
You know what? I wonder if those Uncle Waldo shrimp shells had anything to do with it.
I mean, we're talking slow. I raced my slinky downstairs, and I won a couple of times, too. Slow stuff going on here at the Eagle this morning.
I tell you what, hey, this is a fun morning. We do have a little bit of traffic westbound on LBJ also, just around Central Expressway. The interchange there, traffic gets a little bit heavy, but no slowdown still today, but I will not be responsible for any traffic jams later on this morning around the shopping malls. In fact, Christmas Eve, a lot of people called me up and said, Andrew, I was stuck in traffic at 10 o'clock, and I said, hey, I'm off at 8:20. So, anyway.
Is this Andrea Youngman? What is
No.
Funny thing happened to me on the way to the helicopter.
Yeah, hey. Anyway, for the Eagle, I'm Andrea Lively over Park Central and Black Thunder.
And you be proud of it, too, because we're proud of you. You're really special. I mean, you know, our own jet helicopter. Isn't that incredible?
Wonderful.
Our earthbound mobile news unit is down temporarily. We're waiting for Schwinn to, you know, send in some new parts. Stand by for the money song.
John Eagle Pontiac GMC, Dallas' most successful Pontiac dealer, announces a great savings opportunity
at Macy's After Christmas Sale.
7-Eleven with Stevens and Pruitt at the, well, with mainly Pruitt at the Eagle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's money song. It's Heaven by Bryan Adams. We want you to be the third, well, it will be the third song played in an Eagle Free Flight sometime before 8 o'clock tonight. Not this time, but the next time here, it'd be the 97th phone caller at 7871-97.1, and we'll put $1,000 in your sock.
Oh, thinking about our younger years, there was only you and me, we were young and wild. You turned me on. You lit me up like the sweetest cup.
We're on the radio.
All hit, all hot, 97.1 KEGL. Hey, thank you, Mr. Ho. Producer.
Hey. Love you like
Stevens
a brother-in-law.
Stevens and Pruitt Show, baby.
Love you, babe.
A lot of people here at the Eagle have the day off. I thought it was really nice of management, so I gave Mr. Stevens a day off. And
we're going to get you.
Most of the A-team of rock and roll is here this morning. We have Andrea Lively. We have Martha Martinez. And we have a complement of the Stevens and Pruitt Not Ready for Drive Time players here. Not a whole bunch of them, but some of them will be performing.
These are the non-union actors. This is kind of the B team.
Yeah, actually, they couldn't make it at Casa Manana in the tryouts. Okay, let's see. Martha, what have you been doing?
I've just been digging around for some news. It's awful quiet today, which is a good thing.
Oh, football. When's the next football game? People want to know.
Saturday.
Football.
Saturday, yes. Saturday.
And who plays?
The Patriots play the Jets in the Meadowlands Saturday, and Sunday in the Meadowlands, the Giants will play the San Francisco 49ers. It's the wild card weekend.
Okay.
Whoa.
Should be pretty good stuff.
It's a wild card weekend, man.
Let me see what else. Somebody had a party in the conference room.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Did you notice all those? Oh, yeah. Did you notice all those boiled shrimp shells that are sitting in there? They're getting real ripe after 2 days?
Yeah, I put my cigarette out of one.
Oh.
And then I put out a cigar in one. I'm not going to tell you what I did to the potato salad.
It's a good thing. We don't want to know.
It's just sort of an art form in there. It looks like an early ZZ Top album cover. It really does. Okay, right now we're going to check the latest traffic information. We're going to bring in the Stevens Pruitt Not Ready for Drive Time players. Andrea, what do you have?
Hey, will you do me a favor?
Sure.
We're circling over this little empty lot in Garland at Northwest Highway and LBJ. There's McDonald's down there, you know?
Sure.
Could you find out who the owners are so we could land in their little spot here so we can go get some biscuits and sausage?
Are you kidding?
Hey, in Houston, I used to do that all the time. Just land down there and do it, you know?
Yeah.
There are rules and there are regulations, you know, with the FAA, but I imagine they're just, you know, dozing over the radars right now.
Well, that's true, but a $2,000 fine isn't really a dozer.
Who's Norm Rowe? Our general manager's Norm Rowe. He keeps that kind of money in his sock.
Chicken feed.
Goodness gracious. But, hey, I do have a couple of traffic information bits, and if you do find out who the owner is or if the owner is listening, please call the station at 787-197.1 and let us have permission to land.
Yeah, give us permission to land or throw up a burger.
There we go. Throw up one.
I mean, throw it physically up in the air. No, don't throw
one of those McDLTs. Okay.
I'm getting sick.
This Black Thunder traffic report brought to you by T&O Cellular Mobile Phones. Get the Auto Tales North Tollway or the Eagle and T&O Cellular Mobile Phones. I'm Andrea Lively over Garland and Black Thunder.
Uncle Waldo's next.
Indoor soccer. Indoor soccer.
Okay, we've gathered together a small contingent of the thespians here at the Eagle to bring you something that most radio stations don't, and that's a little drama, a little, you know, culture and class. I mean, the studio is located in Las Colinas, a lot of things happening here, and we want you to be a part of this. We want you to phone immediately after this Uncle Waldo presentation your compliments, because these people are coming in for freebies, okay? Our number is 787-197.1, and our script of the week prize is still a $200 gift certificate from Zach's. Boy, you get a lot stuff there. The hobby and gift store with absolutely everything for, you know, giving any time of the year. Don Mechanic will be glad to show you around the store. Put Don Mechanic on the New Year's Eve party list, okay? I like that guy.
Don Mechanic.
Okay, especially his wife. Okay, and take advantage of all the great specials at Zach's anytime you get a chance. And now cue the real Herman Steele, okay, with Mr. Producer.
Real Herman Steele, take it away, geek.
Jeepers, fine arts lovers, it's time for us to gather together and welcome these fine actors and actresses who have gathered together during this holiday season to spend time away from their families in order to bring a little mirth and merriment to you. Lonnie B., if you would yank that curtain.
Lonnie?
Oh, here I go. The curtain coming up. My heart.
Attenzio thespians, time to kick back and join the Stevens and Pruitt Not Ready for Drive Time players, starring in Uncle Waldo, teenage employer of illegal aliens type person. It's Act One, Scene One, and we join our hero in front of his cheap home in Garland. Let's listen.
Yeah, I want to talk to you before you get underway here with, you know, the raking up of the leaves and everything.
No habla inglés, man. No habla inglés. No comprendo.
You know what a rake is?
No comprendo.
You know what a wheelbarrow is? You know why I have you mow this grass all the time? You understand?
You know, no comprendo. No habla inglés.
Well, you know why the monkey fell out of the tree?
Chingawa, no.
It was dead.
Ay.
Yeah. You know why the chicken fell out of the tree?
Caramba.
It was stapled to the monkey. You silly.
Me silly.
Another question for you there, amigo.
No habla inglés.
You know why Highland Park husbands and 7-Up, what they have in common?
I don't know.
Never had it and never will. Knocked myself out. Hey, smile. Teeth him. You know what the definition of a Highland Park housewife really is?
Here we go again. No, English.
So a woman who thinks cooking and humping are two cities in China. Well, humping is a city in China.